It's been almost a year since voters cast their ballots in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. But its results and the violent aftermath are still at the center of investigation and debate in Washington. Amna Nawaz starts our report.
On Capitol Hill today, a now familiar fight over election integrity and former President Trump's baseless claims of voter fraud.
Who won the election in Arizona? Donald Trump?
We don't know.
That false claim from Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs was shot down by a slate of state officials and election security experts, confirming Joe Biden won both Arizona and the nationwide count.
The election was free, fair, and accurate.
The best election we've ever run in Maricopa County.
That's Jack Sellers and Bill Gates, the Republican chair and vice chair of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
Was there any fraud or corruption materially affecting the outcome of the election in Arizona in 2020?
No.
Still, Republicans on the committee called for more investigations.
There are inconsistencies. There remain question marks.
And accused Democrats of sweeping concerns under the rug.
Why do Democrats hate audits?
You'd have to ask a Democrat. I don't know why they hate audits.
Former Republican Secretary of State Ken Bennett argued additional vote reviews were warranted, like the one by the Cyber Ninjas private firm. But even Bennett admitted that review led to the same outcome.
The hand count of the physical ballots very closely matches the county's official results in the president and U.S. Senate races.
Nearly a year after the election, baseless Republican messages on voter fraud still resonate. In a CNN poll last month, 78% of Republicans said they do not believe President Biden was legitimately elected.
Willfully ignorant.
Election experts Gauri Ramachandran of the Brennan Center and David Becker of the Center for Election Innovation and Research said the threat to democracy is as high as it's ever been.
Sham partisan reviews are serving up innuendo and baseless suspicion, ready for deployment by super spreaders of lies.
Concerned as I've never been before about the ongoing threats to American democracy.
That concern was echoed in today's Senate Judiciary Report, with new details of just how far then-President Trump went to undermine the 2020 election results in the lead-up to the January 6th insurrection. The report details a Trump plan to replace top Justice Department officials with loyalists he believed could overturn his election loss. Trump proposed ousting Jeffrey Rosen, his then acting attorney general, and putting in his place Jeffrey Clark, a DOJ official who backed aggressive federal action to invalidate the 2020 election. In testimony to the committee, Rosen said then President Trump called a meeting on January 3rd and made his intentions known, saying, quote, "One thing we know is you, Rosen, aren't going to do anything to overturn the election." Rosen's colleagues talked Trump down, threatening to resign en masse if he was removed. White House counsel Pat Cipollone called the deal a, quote, murder-suicide pact. In response to the committee's report, ranking member Senator Chuck Grassley stressed Trump's restraint.
The president rejected it. The president did the right thing.
Grassley and committee Republicans drafted their own report, writing, quote, "In all known instances where President Trump had the opportunity to direct DOJ to take steps to try and overturn the election, he chose not to do so." But committee chair Senator Dick Durbin said the report revealed a nation on the verge of a constitutional crisis.
Former President Donald Trump would have shredded the Constitution to keep his office in the presidency.
The Select Committee to investigate.
Meanwhile, another group, the House Select Committee, led by Representative Benny Thompson, continues to probe Trump's role on January 6th. Today marked the deadline for four Trump administration officials to submit documents subpoenaed by the committee. Senior White House aide Dan Scavino, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former counsel Steve Bannon, and Kash Patel, Chief of Staff for the acting defense secretary. Trump urged all four to defy the order. Whether any of them comply remains to be seen. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.